Podbot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. Podbot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. The physical world is represented by cards and certificates held by the holder of the identity. These cards or certificates are presented when a person has to prove their identity, such as a passport, driving license or other forms of ID. A self-sovereign identity brings the same freedom and personal autonomy to the Internet through a secure and trustworthy identity management system. I believe that individuals and organizations manage the elements that make up their identity and digitally manage access to these references. Without an administrative third-party tracking access and access data, the power to control personal data does not lie with an administrator, but with the individual who manages it via SSI. Unfortunately, in the online world, centralized authorities that gain control over digital identity suffer from the same problems that state authority causes in our physical world. Users are locked into a single authority that can deny their identity or even confirm false identities. With the growth of the Internet and the abundance of power in the hierarchy, further identity problems are emerging. Identity is increasingly balkanized, multiplying the number of different identities and groups of people belonging to the same person or group of people, forcing users to juggle dozens of identities while at the same time not being able to control any of them on dozens of different websites. The identity of the Internet is still largely centralized and, at best, hierarchical, but much more so than in the past. To achieve this, a self-confident identity must not only be transportable, but also enable ordinary users to make claims that could include personal identification. They cannot be blocked and can even contain information claimed by other persons or groups. The problem is that these units can and do disappear, but only in the most extreme cases, such as a terrorist attack or war. Portable identities ensure that users keep their identity under control regardless of the situation and can also improve the persistence of identity over time. Identity systems are built on sharing identity and identity claims, so interoperable systems increase the amount of exchange that occurs. There is a need to make identity information widely available so that international borders can be crossed to create global identities without losing control over users. Identity systems must therefore balance transparency, fairness, and support for the common good with the protection of individuals, and balance privacy and security with freedom of expression and expression. Ultimately, self-sovereign identity rests on the unspeakable, which is at the core of identity. It consists simply of what already exists and is ultimately based on what already exists in the world, such as the nature of man, nature or the natural world. The respect network turns to itself, sovereign identity rather than legal guidelines, and users are the ultimate authority over their identity through a clear and secure algorithm that ensures the continued validity of identity and claims. As a developer, I have shown a way to counter this, a mathematical policy that uses cryptography to protect users' autonomy and control. A network is defined as a set of contractual rules and principles that all members of a network and the network agree to follow. These principles provide a framework for self-sovereign identity, a set of rules and guidelines for managing one's identity. This provides a basis on which a legal identity could be built, but it does not solve the problem of providing legal identities or whether one's own, sovereign, identity is self-sustaining. In particular, there is no legal system over which a person can prove his control. Such systems allow us to tease out the purpose of a birth certificate in order to recognize the nature of one's identity, its meaning and purpose in society. It is possible to construct a legal identity out of one's own, sovereign, identity, but this would require the creation of an existing statute, such as a statute of limitations, and that must be possible. The legal system provides an identity that is used to confirm the qualities a person needs to establish a recognized relationship with others, with society, and with other people. Note that this does not presuppose that a self-sovereign identity is controlled by the state or that it is not subject to the same level of scrutiny as other forms of identity, such as the legal system. It does not mean that it must be trustworthy of a state. The administrative system in which it is used does not in any way diminish its independence. A self-sovereign identity must also correspond to a set of guiding principles, and these principles are indeed one of the most important elements of a good state: free identity. It must be independent of the state and subject to the same level of control as other forms of identity, such as the legal system. This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 628. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.